Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Listening to Western Swing and other things here this morning on the porch of my little cabin, sipping some coffee and having a good time. And now I get to visit with you folks for a few minutes while our musicians get all tuned up and get ready to get back out here and give us some more music. You know, if you remember last week, I mentioned to you that I was going up to northern New Mexico on a mule deer hunt up near Regina, New Mexico, which is not far from Cuba. Some of you may know Cuba's a big metropolis up there, maybe 500 or 600 people. But that is some awesome country. I went up, and this is the third year that I've traveled up there to hunt with my buddy David Williams, his wife Regina. They live right on the Continental Divide. They have a ranch up there, and they build bullets. Hunter Supply Bullets is the name of their outfit. You can check them out online, huntersupply.com, huntersupply.com. But they make millions of lead bullets, not ammunition, but bullets is what they make. And I went up on a muzzleloader mule deer hunt, didn't get one. But that does not mean I didn't have a great hunt and a great experience like always up there with those folks. It's beautiful, beautiful country. The right over the Continental Divide from their ranch is the huge million-plus acre Jicarilla Indian Reservation up there. It's an Apache reservation. And that part of the country is just a lot of sandstone cliffs, a lot of deep valleys, mountains. It's unbelievably beautiful. But the mule deer and elk, for that matter, as a rule, you know, they have migration routes. And when it starts getting cold, right across the road from David's ranch is wilderness area, high mountains. And a lot of the game is, when I was there, is still up there in that high country. They had yet to be pushed down from by the snows. It's hard to second-guess animals, especially migratory big game animals like elk and mule deer. Last year, during the muzzleloader season, which is what I just went up there for, a muzzleloader hunt, last year, there were 4 or 5 bucks coming to water holes on David's ranch regularly. But this year was a different deal. They had yet to move down into the lower elevations. David seems to think most of them were still up high, and so, you know, that's what I'm sure was going on. But we went, took a drive from his house, from his ranch there, went way up in the mountains and visited a place called Nogales Cliff House. And you have to want to get there. It's not a real, well, I'm sure very few people go there. You have to hike through some pretty rough country to get up to it. But it's back in the 1700s, a portion of a tribe of Indians live there up on the, they built little houses up in the cliffs, and they used the limestone and as concrete really, and made little walls. And they had a very, very secluded place up there. It's amazing how they ever lived in it, how they survived in that country. But the funny thing is, these cliff dwellings back there is at the end of a box canyon. In other words, you step out their door, if you will, it's straight up. And I don't know how they got their meat. I know they live by hunting, you know, but how in the world they got their meat packed into these little, into their areas there where they lived up in this cliff, actually. But there was running water there. There's water. You can see where an old waterfall was right come off that mountain, right down from their dwellings. And I'm sure there was a pool back there in those days. But you can see some awesome sights there in northern New Mexico. If you've never been up in that country, you might want to consider a trip up there. Hunting is awesome. You can get over the tag landowner hunts there. You can buy your license in Unit 6A right over the counter, as long as you have someone there, a place to hunt on with a landowner. Folks, we're out of time. Tune in next week. We'll have some more fun.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.